This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Two students at a local high school are under arrest. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, this after it was learned they were planning a mass shooting, is that correct?
That's right, Matt. The teens attended Pasadena Memorial High School. Their plot was uncovered when a girl received a screenshot of the suspect's conversation. Frightened by what she saw, she showed her parents, who then called police. Other students received text message warnings telling them not to come to school on Monday, December 1st. ABC 13 reports one student suspect allegedly posted photos of himself holding guns on Instagram around the same time over the Thanksgiving holiday. Both the juveniles are now under arrest and facing charges of conspiracy to commit capital murder. They will next appear in court after the first of the year, 2026.
All right, Tom. A tanker truck containing sulfuric acid caught fire on 610 East at the Gulf Freeway last night, but the acid did not leak. The freeway was shut down for about 5 hours, starting just before 9 o'clock last night. The driver was okay. Hazmat was called to the scene, but officials say there are no environmental concerns and a shelter-in-place order was not initiated. With the Supreme Court having upheld Texas's congressional redistricting plan and the filing period now closed, the field of candidates for Texas's March 2026 primaries is now set. Our political reporter Andrew Schneider has an overview of some of the contested primaries in the Houston area.
The Democratic primary for the 18th Congressional District will include Congressman Al Green, who was drawn out of his current 9th district by the state legislature. He'll face the winner of the runoff to fill out the term of the late Congressman Sylvester Turner. Both acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee and former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards have registered to run in the primary. Democratic Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia also saw her 29th district redrawn. She'll face a challenge from former state representative Jarvis Johnson. On the GOP side, Congressman Dan Crenshaw faces a challenge from state representative Steve Toth in the 2nd district, and 6 Republicans are vying for the redrawn 9th district. The contenders include state representative Briscoe Kane and 2022 Harris County judge candidate Alex Mueller. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
And this weekend, the Smiley Center of Houston will officially open its doors to the public. The center is a spiritual hub for the Ismaili Muslims and is one of only 7 in the world and the only one in the U.S. Omar Samji is spokesperson for the center. He told Hello Houston that although it's affiliated with the Islamic faith, it's meant to serve as a gathering place for people of all backgrounds and beliefs.
90%+ of the building and all of the gardens is all secular space that's designed for, and when you come there, you'll see the way it's designed is for interaction.
The public opening event is scheduled for this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ismaili Center, Houston, located at 2323 Allen Parkway. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.